Blog Talk Radio.
Life's questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, their purpose, and their self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in their problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. I've been doing this work for a number of years, and this all started because I was working on my own life. And as I was learning things about myself and learning how to let go, other people started showing up who wanted to make changes in their own lives. And so it just spread and spread, and it's been going on now for at least 15 years. Wow, 15 years. Okay. So I do have some idea of what I'm doing. If you have any questions for me today, you can give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And, of course, if you're in the chat room, once again, my chat room is not opening. I really should talk to Blog Talk about that. So please call in, and I'll be more than happy to give you whatever guidance I am guided to give you. All right, we will go to our first caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917? Okay, now they're gone. That's weird. All right, area code 850.
Oh, that's me. Praise the Lord.
And your name?
My name is Michelle.
Hello, and Michelle. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just really highly stressed, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Just to make it really short and quick, and maybe you pick up on something, is my real mother is in the hospital, and she has got on every last nerve. She moved so far away that it's hard to help her, so now she wants me to help her. And because she doesn't want to pay for home health because she's giving all her money away to scammers. Then I have my giving her money away to scammers instead of taking care of her health. Then I have my stepmother who lives with me who has Alzheimer's. She hollers at me even if I'm just leave the to another room. So that gets on my nerves. And then I'm trying to get my daughter in the military who got evicted and she's living with me in a camper outside the back door. So when the baby comes in, it stresses my mother out, my stepmother, who has Alzheimer's. Then I have my boyfriend, if I don't answer the phone, that, you know, what are you doing? Why didn't you answer the phone? Or well, why didn't you go do this? And it's like, ah, you know, and it's like, I really want to get my girl in the military because I think it'll help her learn respect a little bit more, and because I know she has it in her. So I'm really stressed about that. She's took the test twice, and she didn't pass it, and she's struggling so hard to lose her weight and pass the test, and I know it's finally something that she wants. So any spiritual insight, any answers, what do you see coming for me for maybe the next 6 months?
You know, the first thing I see for you is an image of you, and in this image, you are a doormat, and everyone is wiping their feet on you because you have made everyone more important than yourself. You're giving your power away to everybody else. When do you ever take time for you?
I don't.
Yeah. And that's exactly the answer your guidance gave me, that she doesn't. And that's why you're stressed, because you're trying to solve everybody else's problems. And you're not supposed to do that. That's not why you're here. That's not your responsibility. Okay. So now that I've given you the lecture part.
That's so true, though, you know. But I've always been a giver and a helper, and I think it's one of my characteristics that I don't know if I can change.
Yes, you can. You can change that. I used to be one of those people. I don't do that anymore. My life's so much better now. And that is something that your daughter learned from you. And she is one of those people. And that makes it really hard for her to do things for herself, which is what she's trying to do, and she's having a hard time at it because her first reaction is to do for everybody else, not for her. She doesn't value herself. You don't value yourself. Your mother doesn't value herself. Okay, you guys have been spreading this back down the line, and it's time for you to stop.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to do a little bit of clearing work on you right now, and then we'll see how you feel afterwards. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question, and the question will go on for a while, but at the end I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. You get to say yes, and we move on from there. All right, here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the need to make everybody else more important than you? Letting go of those beliefs that you have to be there for everybody else, that your value, your worth is dependent upon what you do for others. It's not dependent upon what you do for others. Your value and worth is there no matter what. You don't have to do anything for anybody, and you are still valuable. You are still worthy. And there's a part in you that says that's not true, and that is being taken away by the beautiful divine infinity healing energy so that you can accept yourself. You can accept your life, your choices. And this doesn't mean that you won't help other people, because you will, and that's a choice. But it will be a choice and not an obligation. So it is taking away all of the duty and obligation that's been attached to what you do for other people, and giving you the freedom to choose and the freedom to say no. And that includes
that
the freedom
part.
To say no to your mother. I know. But you're going to have that freedom now, and it's going to feel okay just to say no. No, I can't. No, I won't.
Well, how do you say no to somebody that has Alzheimer's, you know?
In a case like that, it's not a matter of necessarily saying no to her. It's maybe a matter of looking at other alternatives for her care instead of you being the one to do everything. actually letting somebody else take care of it so that you can live your life, so that you can have peace, so that you can do the things that you want to do and create the life that you want to live. So this beautiful divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of those, I have to, 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 boy, there's a bunch of those. And all of them are just being transformed, melted, drifting away. So that is no longer running your life. And you are being shown that you have the freedom to choose. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter who it is involved, no one is more important in your life than you are. And the only person you are responsible for is you. And so if you are willing to accept these changes, then say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, so if you were not able to help with your stepmother, what would happen?
She'd have to go to a nursing home.
And would that be better for her?
Sometimes I think yes, because of the stress and not able to live my life. But also, the guilt part kind of gets me, you know, every time I think about doing it. But then the other part of me says that there will be other people like her that will be, she's afraid of me leaving her. And so, you know, in a nursing home, there would be somebody there all the time, and she would make friends and do crafts. And I take her to do Alzheimer's projects on Monday, so that helps her to do crafts, and she loves it when she goes. And if she had somebody full time, I think sometimes that might be better. I don't know. But then the guilt part gets me.
Okay, and the guilt part is coming from your belief that you can't say no. So let's put a little energy into that, because you don't need that. Because actually your guidance is saying it would be better for her to be in a facility where there are people there 24 hours a day. That's their job, to be there. And you could go and see her every day, or as often as you wanted to, and sit with her and tell her you love her and hold her hand and do crafts with her, whatever. But when your time of being with her is over, you could live your life. Because now you're not living your life. There's just so much, well, it's not as bad as it was, but there was like this little tornado thing going on over your head. But most of that is
gone. What about my daughter? You know, she's homeless right now, and I'm letting her live out in the camper, and her boyfriend's slow, and so she's trying to go in the military to make someone their life because he's incompetent. And it's like, oh, I really need her to pass this test. Do you see her passing this test? That she's going to take it on the 13th and the 16th? And then we'll find out if she passes. She's trying really hard. She's out running every day, trying to get physically fit. And she's nervous every time she takes the test. And I think that's what's kind of holding her back, because she wants it so bad. Do you see her passing it? This will be the third time taking it. We're trying to find her a tutor, but I don't know if I can afford a tutor.
Well, I do see her. She is actually wanting this. This is something that she actually wants. And so this is something that she could actually achieve. She needs to let go of the nervousness, because the nervousness is, it's really a waste of her time. This is about her really looking at her life and deciding what is important, and not just living what she's had in the past. It's about her moving forward and standing in her power and being responsible for herself and her child. She's not responsible for the boyfriend. She's only responsible for herself. And, of course, she has some obligation with the child because it's hers. But,
well, they just got married, so she can
lot.
Get in the military.
It would help her a lot for you to start standing in your power, for her to see that it is possible for her to do what she wants and not what everybody else wants. So, you know, if you can make the arrangements for your stepmother to go into a facility that you feel comfortable with, and, you know, make sure that you feel comfortable with the place, then that will actually help your daughter. That will actually help her move forward with her life. And as far as your mother, you know, tell her you love her, but you're not there and you're not going to be there. And, you know, let her make her own choices.
Are you talking about my real mother or my stepmom?
I'm talking about your real mom now.
The energy that's around her is,
my goodness. I can see where you get a lot of this stuff from.
Well, see, she didn't raise me. My stepmom did. And my real mother came down here and, you know, she's addicted to scammers and she's given all her money away and she's doing it again and she's done it like 4 or 5 times and she won't listen and not taking care of her health. And, you know, now she wants me to take care of her because she can't afford home health because she wants to give her money away to the scammers. And it's like, oh, my God, it's stressing me out.
Well,
it's like, I can't afford to take you in. My nerves are already a wreck with my daughter here, my stepmom here, and, you know.
Yeah, you can
and
just
I'm
tell
sorry
her
to take
no.
up so much time.
No, that's absolutely fine. You are doing exactly what you need to do so that you can move forward with your life, so don't worry about the time. Now, for your real mother, you need to tell her no. And there shouldn't be any guilt or any... what is that I'm seeing? Okay, you have some unresolved issues when it comes to your real mother. See if we can resolve some of that. Because that plays a part in everything that's going on too. So, would you like a Divine Infinity Healing for releasing the unresolved issues that you have with your real mother? There's some sense of abandonment. So,
yes.
We're letting the Infinity Healing energy take that away. Because you actually ended up with a good mother. Your stepmother's a good mother.
Oh, yeah,
and
she was.
And you had a good life. Yeah. And actually, your life was much better than it would have been if you'd been with your real mother. So, in a way, you know, this was a huge blessing for you.
I see that now. Sometimes I think the Lord put her in my life so I could see who she really was. And my stepmother was more of a mother than my real mother.
Yeah. And your stepmother loves you, and she knows that you love her, and she doesn't want to be a burden to you. So you're putting her in a facility that's designed to take care of someone who's going through what she's going through is not something that she would resent. She would actually be okay with it because she doesn't want to be a burden on you. Because she loves you. So there shouldn't be any guilt about you doing that. So the Divine Infinity Healing is now removing any guilt you have concerning your stepmother and concerning your mother. There's a part of you that it's like a little girl who feels guilty because she's saying no to her mother. And we definitely want to get rid of that. Yeah, because you don't need that. There's nothing wrong with you saying no to her. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you saying no. You are not responsible for taking her in and solving her problems. She's a grown woman. If she wants to give all of her money away to scammers and have all of the problems that come with that, those are her choices, and you are not responsible for them, and you're not supposed to save her. Oh, boy, there's a big stuff with that saving. You need to stop saving people. Okay, so they're taking away all of that need to save, all of that stuff. Okay, so if you are willing to accept that it is okay for you to love, respect, and honor yourself and be responsible only for you, you can assist other people, but you do not let that assistance take over your life because you and respect yourself. And if you're willing to accept all that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
How about one deep breath?
But the number three is so magical.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel a little bit more uplifted. Just talking to you helps me.
Well, as you're talking to me, you know, the energy is working on you, even as I'm just talking to you. So it makes sense that you'd feel the difference.
When do you see my daughter going to boot camp?
I'm hearing the word soon. So
cool.
Third time should be a charm if she's willing to let go of the nervousness, the apprehension. She's got this huge weight on her because she's made this, I've got to do this, and if I don't do this, then my life is a disaster and I'm a complete and utter failure. She's got all of this kind of energy connected with this. She needs to let all of that energy go and just know that she can do this because she can, and she'll actually be good at it.
I think so too.
Yeah, this feels really right for her. So I don't know if she does things like meditation or, you know, just listening to calming music. She needs to do something to get her out of the stress and back into the soothing, comfortable place within.
Right.
So you might talk to her about that. You need to do that every day too. You need to spend time every day, just at least 5 minutes. Preferably more than 30, but just being you, giving yourself the opportunity to not deal with anybody or anything, just time for you. And, you know, find the place where you feel that your stepmother would be comfortable, would be happy. And they're showing you that she really will be perfectly fine, as long as you find the place that you know you feel is right for her.
Right.
And she'll actually be grateful for that. And you will too, because then you'll be able to breathe.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And this is part of your growth, your evolution. It's part of theirs too. So,
well, I had a mission to go on my sailboat, and like everything is coming the way to get my sailboat fixed up. I wanted to take it further south because of my health, and it's like everything's coming away of trying to fix it, but we just started working on it again, and it's like everything comes in the way of trying to get it done.
Well, it's time for you to make yourself the priority in your life. And don't worry, you'll still be of service to other people, because you will. But it doesn't mean that you can't be of service to yourself.
Right.
You're a person too. You deserve to be treated with love and respect. And you especially deserve to be treated that way by yourself.
Yeah.
So your guidance is saying that this really is your time to focus on you. You know, so give your daughter the advice about relaxing and meditating, listening to music, whatever it is that makes her relax, feel good about herself. And find a place for your stepmother. Tell your mother no, and work on your sailboat.
Okay.
And they are showing you an image of you sailing. So,
oh wow!
Smiling and it just, oh, you feel so much better. So yeah, get on that boat.
Yay! Oh, you've been a blessing. Gosh, I feel bad. I asked so many questions. But you've been a blessing.
Stop feeling bad because you ask questions. Stop feeling bad because you care about you. You're not supposed to feel bad about it. You're supposed to say, oh, it's so wonderful that you had the time to answer all of my questions. See, that's a whole different energy.
Yeah, I am so grateful.
Okay, because you're not supposed to feel bad. I don't want you to feel bad. I forbid you to feel bad. No, I'm just kidding.
God bless you, girl. You're great.
And so are you, and it's time for you to start recognize that and live your life.
Oh, I know. I'm looking forward to being on that sailboat. Oh, my gosh, that will be a relief. You just don't know. I've got rheumatoid, and it's like the cold weather just kills me. So I thought, well, everybody can afford a winter home. I thought, well, how do I just take a sailboat and fix it up and then go further south in the wintertime? You know, don't ever be cursed with rheumatoid. It's like I've tried every herbal remedy out there. It's like I give up on regular pain medicine, and so I've been trying to do all herbal.
Part of that rheumatoid is because you take on other people's issues and you actually store them in your joints. That's part of what that is.
Wow.
So that's an even better reason for you to stop taking on other people's crap.
Oh, and boy, has it been.
Yeah.
The stress is, like, overwhelming. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
Okay, you're getting all of these reasons why you should let this crap go. Listen, Michelle, do what's right for you. It's okay for you to do what's right for you. It really is.
Okay. I got to work on me.
Yes.
And not feel guilty about it.
No need to feel guilty.
Yeah. Do you see my life partner? Oh, he's, you know, it's been stress on him too. But so it's kind of putting stress on our relationship. And do you see things getting better with us? He's so insecure, but I am too. But he's worse than I am. And sometimes it really gets on my nerves. You know, because it's controlling in a way, and it's like I try to tell him, I'm like, I just need to be by myself for a little bit, and then he's like, oh, well, who are you seeing? Are you seeing somebody? I'm like, no, I just want to be by myself for a little bit. I want to go to the water and just look at the water.
You may end up reevaluating your relationship. Because I saw you alone on the sailboat. I didn't see you with him. But, you know, that could have just been out for a day. Who knows? But if he wants to control you, that is not for your highest good.
I don't think he wants to. I think he's so insecure, it rubs off on me, you know, which I've been insecure too in the past, but not as bad as I've tried to work on that a lot. And his insecurities, and we've worked on that. He knows he's insecure. And so, I mean, we're really open and communicate about that, so it helps when we talk about it. And I'm straightforward. I'll tell him it gets on my nerves, you know. But then he's been my rock through everything, you know. I mean, he really has. I mean, I love him to pieces. I know he means well. I think he's afraid of losing me, and he's not going to lose
me. That's what's there. He's afraid of you not being there for him. And that fear just overruns him sometimes. And then he starts saying things that he knows are not the best thing to say to you. But he can't stop himself because that fear is in control. And he really needs to let go of that fear. If he did,
I don't know how do I make him let go of that fear?
I can see you guys on the boat together if he lets go of the fear. How do you get him to let go of the fear? Encourage him to call me, and we'll talk about it.
Yes. What is your – how can I get a hold of you?
You can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's lots of little contact me places in there.
Divided.com.
Okay, yes, just go to divinelyguidedhealing.com.
And I'll let you go. other callers can have their turn. Other callers can have their turn. I'm sure they're like, get off the phone.
And I do actually see him with you on the sailboat if he lets go of the fear. I see the two of you having a great time together. So it's a possibility.
All right. Thank you, girl. God bless.
You're welcome, Michelle. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 917. Hello, who's this?
Hello, we hung up. Thanks for taking my call. How are you guys doing today?
Great, how about you?
I am making it. I was just wondering if you had any messages from Spirit in regards to me currently trying to figure out my next career move, new job, financial situation. So not really sure where I'm going, but I'm trying to put the intent out there for some new situations, some manifesting of some new things. I was just wondering if you had any messages from Spirit.
Okay, and what's your name?
Timothy.
Okay, Timothy. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you already know what it is that you really, really want to do. You know what calls to you. And there's a part of you that's kind of holding back from that calling. It's afraid that if you follow your heart and it doesn't work, then you'll just be devastated. So it's a fear that's getting in the way of you actually listening to your own heart, to your own intuition, to what you know is best for you. And this is a fear that's been around for a long time. Did one of your parents always not listen to what they knew would be the best thing for them to do because they were afraid of what might happen?
My parents divorced when I was young, and my father's on the other side. My mother, she has some real creative talents, but, you know, she was married with four kids, so she didn't really get a chance to nurture them, but she's very good with her hands and creating things. So ideally, she should have been creative, but, you know, life just kind of nudged along, and she just kind of went with, you know, working and providing for her family.
Yeah.
But
it's like she put her own happiness on hold because she didn't feel that she could do what she needed to do if she was doing what she loved to do. And you learned some of that from her. And that's kind of playing in the background for you, too. That's that fear of, you know, following your heart and doing what really feels right for you. And if it doesn't work, then, you know, that's the end. It just feels very... actually, it feels very melodramatic. That's weird. Okay. So what is it that you really want to do?
I'm going to guess that is the part that my fear is being blocked, because I'm not certain. I knew I do have some creative talents, I guess. Storytelling. As a kid, I wanted to act. I don't want to be that now. But I do have some writing, creative talents, storytelling talents. I just don't know how I could weave that into something tangible financially just yet.
Okay. Let's see. What do they want to say about all of that? Well, the first thing they're saying is it's time to let go of the fear. It really is time to let go of the fear. And I know the fear is saying you'll never make enough money, this will never work, no one will ever want to, blah, 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 blah. And all of that is basically garbage because it's not true. You have this amazing talent when it comes to the storytelling, when it comes to you flowing with that energy. It just, oh, it feels so incredible. This is something that it's just you. It's so you. And there's so many different ways that you can take this and apply this and show this to the world. I see you doing the storytelling for children. I see you doing it for adults. I see it. It looks like you're on a cruise ship doing it. I don't even know if they do anything like that on a cruise ship. That's what it looks like you're on. I just see you doing this in so many different ways and so many different avenues, and it looks like there's just some kind of festival thing, and you're doing it there. And it's not just a, you know, like a 9-to-5 job. It's you traveling around doing this, and people come to hear you because you're so amazing at it. So you really should follow your heart. That just feels like it would be so wonderful for you and for everybody else who's participating.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that?
It'd be great. I'd still have to figure out exactly what that would be. I've been told that maybe I should be doing a grounding meditation to try to just try to help let my intuition open me up to try to figure this out.
Okay, let's do a little bit of clearing work on you right now to see if we can get some of this, the old fear stuff out of the way so that you can actually you can actually feel comfortable, at least somewhat comfortable, with doing what is right for you instead of stopping yourself from doing what is right for you. Okay, so would you like a Divine Infinity healing for letting go of the fear, letting go of the fear that you can't be successful doing what you really want to do, that it's not possible for you to be successful, that no one's going to pay you to do that, that it's just not going to work, that's not the way the world is designed. You have to get a regular job in order to have a regular income. Everybody knows you have to work 9-to-5 for some corporation in order to get paid enough to actually have enough money to live. So you need to take this dream of yours and put it on a shelf, and maybe someday when you finally have enough money, maybe you'll be 65, 70, 85, 90, who knows, then you can pull it off the shelf and make it your reality. Until then, you must comply with what is considered normal. If you're ready to let go of all of that garbage that I just talked about and to start opening up to your own intuition, to your own guidance, and start creating the life that you truly want to live, the life that lets you shine, the life that flows from your soul, then say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And how does that feel?
Feels better.
Yeah, things are shifting in you now.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I keep hearing the great Timothy. I don't know if that's how they're going to introduce you one day. But it feels really good. It's the great Timothy. Okay. And
thank you very much.
You know, you've opened up to actually having your intuition and any other gifts that you have, and you do have other gifts, actually waking up, coming to the forefront. So your life is changing now. Pay attention to what feels right in your heart and don't pay such attention to what seems logical in your mind. It's not your mind that's going to make you into the great Timothy. It's your heart.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling and have fun. All righty. Okay, and I want to, hold on, I'm writing. I want to remind people when you call in, if you have a question, you must press the number 1 in order for me to get that lovely symbol on my studio board. Otherwise, you just get to listen. And listening is just fine, but it won't get your question answered if you have one. Okay, so now I am supposed to... I'm supposed to do my own commercial. So starting on the 7th of November, I'm going to start 2 different classes. One is for automatic writing, where you learn how to get in touch with your own guidance, ask questions, and get the answer directly yourself, having it flow through you as you are writing it down on paper. And this, it really is an amazing experience, and it really does open you up for so much more in your life. The other course is a 4-week, the automatic writing is 5 weeks. The other thing is a 4-week sessions. The sessions are 60 to 90 minutes of healing with Jesus and Divine Mother. And we will focus on whatever it is that the participants want to focus on. You can ask questions, get your answers from Jesus or Divine Mother or whomever it is that wants to talk to you and help you clear up the issues that you need to clear up. Most things take more than one little, 5-minute on the radio thing to actually make huge changes in your life. I know that I personally do healing, clearing on myself every day pretty much. And sometimes it's the cumulative effect that really takes you further. I hope all that makes sense. If not, well, forgive me. So if you have any questions about that or if you want to know more about it, then go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there is a tab for automatic writing and there is a tab for healing with Jesus and Divine Mother so that you can learn more about both of those courses and feel free to sign up for either one or both if it really, speaks to you. This is about you. This is about your life. This is about you changing who you are into who you truly desire to be so that you can live your truth. And there's nothing more important in your life than your truth. So now's an opportunity for you to make a difference in who you are being. We are now going to the caller from 111-111-1111. Hello, caller.
Peace and many blessings.
I knew it was you, Queen.
Of course you did. And how art thou today?
I am doing great. Life is wonderful and amazing, and I'm really having a good time.
As it should be.
Yes. So what's up with you today?
Well, I just want to testify the automatic writing class has had an interesting impact on me, and I just want to say, y'all check it out if you want to write, if you want to write the wrongs in your life, try writing, automatic writing.
Well, thank you. It is a wonderful experience. I know I really enjoy it, and it's an interesting way to have conversations with your own guidance. It's
indeed.
And it's fun. And it's frustrating. And it's easy. And it's difficult. And and it's everything.
Yes, a lot of openings continue to flow forth from having taken the time to participate and partake and receive from that. And the actual literal writing, the literal writing is flowing more and more and more. Last night I witnessed a young African-American couple who had written something like 10, 20 books, maybe 30 books, and they're soaring with their writing. And they were saying how they, when they get an idea, which I was like, okay, I love it, they just take it and put it on a sticky thing, and, you know, so they don't let any of their ideas just get away from them. And I said, fabulous. And, you know, it's caused them to write numerous books and become very, very successful in doing that. Wonderful. In various genres, too, not just one particular arena. So the versatility. And anywho, I have a question today.
Okay.
And the question is, what should I be asking a question about?
Oh, that is too funny. Okay. What is it that Queen really wants to know? And they're saying, well, Queen already knows so much. She doesn't really want to know anything. She just wants validation. She wants to know that what she is, or who she is, or who she is becoming, is really as phenomenal as she's beginning to think she is. And the answer is yes. She is going to be so much more than she ever imagined. It's going to be beautiful and amazing. And they're showing me, it looks like you with, they have those things like scarves that are attached to poles and they dance with them. And this is you dancing with those long poles with scarves, and they've got all of these swirling colors. And it's just, I can't put it into words, but it's really beautiful. And it's you who's doing it. And it's like you really are moving like you're like 19. So, you know, you've got all this amazing energy, and it's just, and you're just smiling, huge smile.
Beautiful. And like I'm 19, I love it. And I do dance with scarves, and I am planning to, hopefully within the next week while the weather has warmed up again, to go outside and do some dancing with the scarves and swirling like that. So that's just the validation to do it while, you know, strike while the weather's hot, while the iron's hot, and
yeah,
and do it. And that 19 really, because I have been seeking for the fountain of youth. And that obviously the dance is one of the ways that I'm going to reestablish that connection with that youthful
yeah.
energy. So,
yeah, they're saying that the youthful energy is within you, and you don't have to go looking anyplace else. It is within you.
Then I know that. I knew that, but the opening up the faucet, the spigot. The faucet, the waterfall, was the key. So obviously dancing is what they're saying. And,
yeah.
And so it is. I shall do more and more and more. I'm loving that message. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's when you're doing what you love that you are feeding your spirit. And when you feed your spirit, there is no age. It's just spirit.
Indeed. Word, thought, action, and automatic writing. Y'all, come on now.
And yes, that is part of feeding your spirit, actually listening to what they want to say to you. It does put you in that energy of love, the flow of love. It helps remove all those obstacles that people put in their own way. So, yeah, it does make a difference in that respect, too.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I shall return to fill the void, hold space, and receive the beautiful blessings that you that come through you.
Well, I am so happy that you are you. I just love you, Queen. I can't say it any other way. I just love you.
Well, you may find another way to say it, but I love you back. I appreciate you and honor the work that you do easily.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're quite welcome. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. And have a beautiful, beautiful day.
I shall. You too.
Okay. All right. I just love the energy that I get from everybody who calls. I mean, yeah, I love Queen's energy, but yeah, that's Queen. You have to love her energy. That's just Queen. But everybody, when I'm talking with them, when I'm dealing with them, there is so much love there. I love each and every one of you. That's why I do what I do, because it is what my heart calls out for me to do. This is my way of being of service. And I love knowing that I am helping other people to find their own path, to understand the truth of who they are, to let go of the doubts and fears that get in the way. And it just feels wonderful. And sometimes my guidance has me, you know, talk with someone else to help me see things that I'm not open to seeing on my own. So don't think that just because someone, you know, is helping you that their life is perfect and they don't ever need any help, because that's not true. And just yesterday, my guidance told me to exchange readings with DC Love. And I work with DC on every Tuesday and Thursday when we do Mornings with Jesus. And we do all of these readings for all of these other people and tell them what they need to know about their lives and all of that. But we don't actually work with each other, on each other. Usually, you know, once every probably 6 months or so, one of us will get a nudge to do it. So I got a nudge yesterday, so I called her after the show and I said, okay, I'm supposed to do something for you and you're supposed to do something for me. And I thought, okay, she'll give me this little reading and, you know, there'll be a few little things. Oh my gosh, she gives me like 20 different things that I needed to clear out and let go of. And she gives me this saying that I'm supposed to say every day to start my day. And it was so much more than I expected. And you know, she told me that I have a polar bear totem and what that polar bear totem meant, and that I should have a picture of a polar bear that I can look at every day to remind myself of my own ability to handle any situation that comes up. To know that I am powerful and resourceful and that it's okay for me to have fun and move forward with my own life. You know, and some of the things that I was told were things that I thought I knew. But once you kind of said them, I realized that I wasn't really living them. So she gave me this affirmation that I'm supposed to read every day, and now I'm supposed to read it for you guys. So it goes like this. My business is growing and expanding every day. I allow Archangel Michael and my angels to guide and inspire me. Creative energy surges through my being, leading to brilliant ideas and moments of genius. I am passionate. My positive dreams are supported by the universe and manifest into reality. So that was the affirmation that she gave me, and I really liked that affirmation, and that she told me to have around me jade and turquoise and to have some sage. And so I put together this lovely little picture thing, which has the affirmation. And then there's a picture of burning sage, and there's a little jade figurine and some turquoise, and there is a polar bear. So that I can just look at this one page and have everything that I needed to be reminded of every day. And sometimes what you need is just one page of, you know, the gentle reminders of who you are. So I don't know how many of you have these affirmations and visions and, you know, things that are coming to you, but that is one of the ways that you can actually put it in your life so that you can see it every day, you know, kind of like a vision board. In fact, if you wanted to do it on a vision board, that's fine. Mine is on the computer, and that's fine because I can still see it. Just click on it every day and read it over. Things don't have to be difficult. That was the whole point of everything that I said. Things don't have to be difficult. You are guided to what is right for you in every moment, and it's not difficult. So, you know, let go of the whole difficulty thing. It's kind of that excuses be gone, that book by Wayne Dyer. And that was one of the excuses that he had listed. He listed 18 excuses that are common. And one of them was the excuse that it's going to be difficult. And that's what keeps us from actually doing what we need to do in our own lives. Putting together this page wasn't difficult. It was actually fun and I enjoyed it. But I didn't stop to decide it was going to be difficult. I just did what I felt guided to do. And when you are listening to the voice within and doing what you are guided to do, that's it. That's all you need to do. It's when we think about things that we start deciding that it's going to be difficult and that we can't do it. And what if it doesn't look right? And all of these other excuses come up. They come up when we start thinking about it. When you don't think and you just follow your inspiration, then your life flows, and it flows beautifully. And it's really amazing what we can create. We really are these beings of light who have so much more potential than we have ever been taught. And when we let go of those doubts and those fears and we just get into the flow of that beautiful divine love, it makes a huge difference in our lives. So DC gives me this list of like 20 things, and I did actually spend a couple of hours, you know, going through and clearing out all of these beliefs. And I was really in turmoil, and I didn't realize how much turmoil I was in, but she was pointing out all of this different stuff. And once I cleared all of that stuff, the turmoil really was gone. This was all my creation. I was thinking these thoughts about my life and how it was flowing and how it wasn't flowing and what am I going to do about this and what am I going to do about that. And I don't usually get wrapped up in that. But for some reason yesterday, I was getting wrapped up in that. And I needed that reminder that I have the ability to let go. And I let go. And I feel great. And it's not that situations have changed, because they really haven't. It's just that I have let go of the need to be in turmoil. And now I'm in the flow, and I'm in the love, and it feels good. And it's my choice. And we each have the ability to make our own choices. So you are never stuck in anything, with anything, unless it's a choice that you've made. So start listening to your intuition, and if you feel that you can't connect with your intuition, then maybe you should take the automatic writing class so that you can start recognizing that, yes, you do have a connection to God, Source, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to use, and that they are there for you, and they answer your questions. And they help you. They help you to create what it is you truly desire in your own life. And there's absolutely no reason why they wouldn't help you, because you deserve it. And even as I'm talking to you, there's healing energy going out to those people who believe that they don't deserve it, that is being released from them. Because each and every one of us deserves to have a wonderful life. Each and every one of us deserves to have love and prosperity and happiness and joy. Each and every one of us deserves to do the things that resonate with our own hearts, with our own souls. We deserve that. And it's not because we've done anything. It's simply because we deserve it. That's it. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to prove it to God. You don't have to prove it to yourself. You don't have to prove it to anyone. You deserve it. And that will always be true. You deserve it. And so I'm going to tell you, you deserve it several times, because that is what you need to hear. You deserve happiness. You deserve prosperity. You deserve joy. You deserve fulfillment. You deserve love. You deserve life. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. And so just take a nice deep breath and accept all of that, because you deserve it. And it's interesting how we really do complicate our own lives. You know, we have all of these beliefs, and most of these beliefs are not actually ours. They were passed down generation after generation, but we've accepted them, and we've decided that they're true. And right now, you can decide that they are no longer true for you, that they no longer apply to you, that it's okay for you to deserve more. And it's interesting, because that was something that was running through my mind yesterday when I was driving, and it just suddenly popped into my mind that I deserved more. And there was a time in my life when, if that had popped into my mind, I would have said, no, I really don't. You know, I could probably think of 1,001 reasons why other people deserve more, but not me. But that time when it popped into my mind, it just felt so right, so true. I deserve more. I do deserve. You deserve. We all deserve. And there's not this limited supply of what we can have. Life is unlimited. Possibilities are unlimited. Everything is unlimited. And so my having more doesn't keep you from having more. It's not a competition. It's an opening. So you deserve more. You deserve more of the things that you love, more of the things that you enjoy, more of the things that resonate with your heart, with your soul. You deserve more. Each and every one of us does. And sometimes it just takes us a while to come to that realization, to accept that truth. So one of the things that Wendire says in the book, Excuses Be God, is that when you are feeling passion, that is God within you. And I really like that, because if you think about what you're really passionate about, when you are involved in something that you are passionate about, you are not in the regular world. You know, you're not worrying about anything. You're not thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do this or anything like that. You are living in that passion. You are living in that creative energy. You are living in that unbridled truth of you. And so that passion is God within you expressing through you. And that just feels so amazing, so wonderful. So I advise each and every one of you to find your passion, to find how God is expressing through you. And to feed that passion, to live that passion, to do whatever that passion is. And I'm not talking about, you know, sexual passion. Although if that's what your passion is, well, you know, don't do anything illegal. the thoughts that come into my mind. Okay. But your passion is what makes you shine, what makes you feel alive, what takes you out of all of the turmoil and stress and doubts and fear of life and takes you to that place where you get to shine and everything is beautiful and wonderful, including you. And you are just being who you truly are. So I really do strongly suggest that each and every one of you find your passion and live your passion. And that passion, it's the driving force of your creativity. So let yourself experience that in whatever way it comes to you. Because we are each different, and we are not supposed to all be the same, and we are not supposed to all have the same passion, and we are not supposed to have all the same purpose. Every day we are being of service. In every moment we are being of service. And being of service is not complicated. It is not hard. It is not something humongous that you have to do. Sometimes it's as simple as smiling. Sometimes it's just as simple as being happy. Because whatever you are being, you are sending out into the universe. And that is what you are getting back. That is the law of attraction. So when you are being of service, then others are being of service to you. It's the way it works. So that giving and receiving, it's all happening at once. Because when you are giving to someone else, they are giving to you. So you give and you receive at the same time. It's not something you have to wait for. It's in the moment. It's who you are being. So if you are always being afraid, then that's what you're giving to the universe. And that is what the universe is giving back to you. So your fears increase because you are being given what you are being. Remember that. It's not a matter of what you say you want. It's a matter of who you are being. When you are being love, then you are putting love out into the universe and you are receiving more and more love. And when you are being stressed and doubt and worry and fear, that is what you are putting out into the universe and that is what you are getting back. It's not that God is ignoring what you're asking for. It's that you are not living what you are asking for. You don't have to wait for it to come to you first. It only comes to you when you are living it. So we are usually doing it backwards. You know, we go out there looking for all of these things that we want when actually we should be being the things that we desire, so the things that we desire can find us. So that's just some food for thought. When you look at your life, ask yourself, who am I being? And if you are not being what you desire, then how on earth are you supposed to get it? Okay. So I think I've shared everything that they wanted me to share for today. You know, this was your opportunity to get some insight that your guidance feels that you really have been looking for, and now you have it. And what you do with it is up to you. But you do deserve to have a wonderful life. You do deserve to have anything that you desire. So start being what you're looking for so that you can have it in your life. And you can have more and more of it. Because the more you're being it, the more you're attracting it. And the more you're attracting it, the more you're being it. And it just builds and builds and builds. And you know that it builds the other way because sometimes you've had problems and you've decided the problem was some horrendous problem and the problem got bigger and bigger and bigger because that's what you were building. So you know that this actually works. And it's time to start using it to create what you desire instead of what you're afraid of. We are more powerful than we know. And you do not need to be afraid of yourself or of what you desire. It's time for us to let go of the fear. That's part of the awakening. That's part of what's happening in the world. Let go of the fear and start creating what your heart is calling out for. That's why you're here. And the universe, God, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to use, is waiting to help you, to work with you, to create with you, to make it all better. So if you have any questions for me, feel free to send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com or just go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on any of the places where it says contact me and you'll be given the email address. This is your life. This is your creation. Make it what you truly desire for it to be. And know that you deserve it, because you do. And know that God really is on your side. But you are the one that decides what that means. If it means that you are only focusing on not having things, then that's what God is going to help you with. So it's up to you to decide what's important in your life. And then let God help you with it. You have free will. So it is your choice to be saved. All right, I will be back on Tuesday with Morning with Jesus with DC Love. So if you have any questions for Jesus, join us then. I hope everyone has an absolutely beautiful weekend. And I send each of you lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.